This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 4th of April 2021. Firstly, on behalf of the News West team, I'd like to wish you all the very best for a happy and safe Easter. Today is the Club Focus edition of News West, and we've invited local clubs to strut their stuff and to tell you what they've been up to. In Club Focus, the series, I talk about managing dissension in your group, and there's exciting news about Perth Tech 2021. We've got Roy's helpline, of course, and then there's more. News West is produced by WA Amateur Radio News and can be heard on air, online, and on demand. See our website, vk6.net, to find that and other information. Our email address is newswest@vk6.net.
Have you submitted your John Moyle Memorial Field Day logs yet? They are due to be with the contest manager no later than the 13th of April. So if you haven't got around to it yet, now's the time to do it. The longer you leave it, the more likely you are to forget to send it in. If you're not sure where to send your log, check out the WIA website. Look under the members tag, then select contests.
When someone in your club strongly disagrees with what's happening in the club, what can you do? Welcome to Club Focus, where I talk about what makes a club tick and ways to keep it ticking. Is it okay to be a dissenter? Dissenter is a strong term to apply to someone because it implies strong disagreement with the way things are running. But it happens, doesn't it? It happens at all levels. People disagree with their government's policies or actions, and the actions arising from that dissent can vary from expressing opinions to rioting in the streets. I don't think I've seen an amateur radio club rioting in the streets, but there you go. In your snug little amateur radio club, though, we shouldn't be expecting riots with a paramilitary response. It would be interesting to watch, though, and certainly would give us something to report in our little news program. It's okay to have dissenting views in a club. In fact, it's a sign of a healthy club, where ideas and actions are tested through discussion and debate. In most cases, some sort of consensus is achieved and the club moves on going about its business. Don't be surprised, however, if there's a dummy spit. I was at an AGM some years ago, not amateur radio, so don't try and work out where it was, where a person had a particular view on what was or should be happening. That view was at odds with everyone else, and in an attempted emotional blackmail, this person said, "If you don't do it my way, I'm resigning." The chair of the meeting remained calm and said the right thing, which was, "Thank you for your service and good luck with whatever you do next." These days it would be more like, "Don't let the door hit you on the bum on your way out." It's so important that the group or the club makes its decisions, especially important ones, based on the information available and good judgment. Don't be alarmed about dummy spitters because they've done you a favour. In departing from the group in that manner, they empower the group to set the terms if they ask to rejoin the club. Not all dissenters will spit the dummy. If there is a dissenting view, the club or group needs to take the opportunity to have the discussions. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Jeff, Group Wireless Hill site in Ardross. Progress on the surrounds of the operator's cottage and the museum is progressing well. The operator's cottage, also known as the group's shack and meeting room, has had its veranda widened and replaced with a wooden veranda, twice as wide as the original concrete one. Incorporated into the new veranda is a gently sloping ramp for disabled access, probably appropriate given the age of the current membership. Similar treatment has been given to the museum access. The project should be completed in another month and we will get access to our regular shack and meeting facilities. At the most recent monthly meeting at the end of February, one of our VHF group's founding members, Wally VK6KZ, gave an interesting talk on his record-breaking VHF contacts over the last 50 years. His exploits, along with fellow members, interstate and international operators, has been nothing short of extraordinary. One outstanding contact in the 1970s was between Perth and Exmouth on 10 gigahertz using only 70 milliwatts. Along with these exploits, Wally explained the techniques employed for most effective communications. In the days before the internet, the daily weather map published in the newspaper was one of the most sought-after resources and a key indicator of the most likely VHF path to explore. The talk generated a great deal of interest in the group. The VHF group has been well and truly spoiled in the last couple of months of our displacement from our usual digs, with the City of Melville's generous offer of a meeting room at their Brax Library. The room is spacious and fitted out with all mod cons, especially the latest AV technology. Tea rooms, toilets, comfortable seating are all provided, and the supervisor helps to pack things away at the end of the night. Piney Lakes once again was the scene of operations for the John Moyle Field Day on the 20th of March this year. Six members occupied the grounds and the bands and elected a pop-up marquee and solar panels to both block and capture the solar resource. A variety of antennas were deployed for both HF and VHF operations, including an off-centre fed dipole and several pogo sticks. Contacts were recorded in almost all VK areas. Another pair of operators set up in Riverton, bringing the total of VHF group operators to 8. The club members are anxiously awaiting the results. And by the way, don't forget to submit your logs by the 13th of April. 73s, Graham, VK6, Lima Victor.
WA Amateur Radio News is an unusual radio amateur club. Unusual because it exists to support everyone else. This club was formed to provide a home and structure to ensure that the future of the News West VK6 amateur radio news program. We didn't invent News West. News West was around a long time before WA Amateur Radio News was formed. In fact, the earliest documented amateur radio news broadcast in Western Australia was in 1931. WA Amateur Radio News doesn't only do News West. We sponsor and stage the Perth Tech series of one-day seminars, and we have some exciting news about this elsewhere in this bulletin. We've also conducted training courses in writing and recording successful news items. We also have a short course available on presenting information. Anyone faced with having to stand up in front of others needs to learn a few tips and tricks to make the presented information interesting and understandable. WA Amateur Radio News isn't a big club. However, we welcome new members, both as news production members or as supporting members. Maybe take on a committee position like treasurer, secretary, and to lend a hand at events like the Perth Tech. WA Amateur Radio News can be contacted by email to secretary@vk6.net.
Hi, this is Steve, VK6SJ, Publicity Officer for Ham College, and this is our Club Focus submission for March 2021. Our next foundation course is on the 9th and 10th of April, and the next exam day will be on the 17th of April. We are now taking applications for the next foundation course on the 5th and 6th of June, with the exam 1 week later on the 12th of June. Expressions of interest are to be submitted via our website on the Contact Us page. Contacting us this way ensures that you are actually placed on the list, unlike when you just email a college president. The standard and advanced course is now in full swing, having commenced on the 16th of March. We now have 10 instructors involved in various parts of the course, which is producing great results for our students and also making a much more robust teaching arm. We're now working on getting the club station running better, with the current focus on lowering an abnormally high noise floor on HF. Club meets monthly on the second Wednesday of each month on Zoom at 7 p.m. Anyone interested in getting more involved with the college as an instructor, student, or assisting in many of the back office activities we need doing are welcome to attend the meeting. Please contact us via the Contact Us page on our website for an invitation.
This is News West from VK6 ARN.
Surprisingly, the amateur radio magazine began turning up in letterboxes in Perth this week. Going on past history, it wasn't expected until at least the end of next week, because that's been the state of affairs with Australia Post. Perhaps the WIA paid a better postage rate because of the delay in getting the magazine printed and posted. But anyway, and this, I guess, is directed at WIA members, this issue of the amateur radio magazine contains the voting papers for the election of board directors. So, as we warned you last week, open the wrapper carefully and look for the voting papers, lest you throw them into the recycling by accident. So please do make the effort to cast your vote and to put the return paid envelope into the mail sooner rather than later.
Hi, this is Carsten, VK6PCB, Membership Officer for the West Australian Repeater Group. Stay tuned until the end of this segment for a funny story. Thank you very much for your continued support over the last year. With COVID-19 impacting our meetings so much, it has definitely been a difficult year for all of us. With your subscriptions, you have kept WAG on air for another year and helped improve our network of repeaters in VK6. The time has now come for subscriptions to be paid for the 2021-22 period, as of 1st of April. WAG subscriptions are still only $25 per year. Subscriptions can be paid by bank transfer as usual to our bank account. You will find the details on the WAG website, which is whiskeyalpharomeogolf.oscarromeogolf.alphauniform. Remember to identify yourself with your call sign in the description of the transfer when sending in your subs so that we know who it is from. Electronic funds transfer is preferred, but we can still take cheques to P.O. Box 2513, Mount Claremont 6010, or cash at meetings and events. Sorry, no Bitcoin or Dogecoin yet. For membership inquiries, please email membership@warg.org.au. If you would like to check your membership status, visit the WAG website and find the WAG subscription post, which has links to the spreadsheet and also all the other information you may require. There is also a Google form on the website, which you can use to submit your details to us to ensure we have the correct contact details on record. You will also find a copy of our application form on the site under Member Services and then click Membership. If you wish to join WAG, please visit our website, which has lots of useful information on it. This is Carsten, VK6PCB, Membership Officer for the West Australian Repeater Group, wishing you a safe Easter long weekend. So, my friend asked me how my diet was going. Not good, I told them. I ate eggs this morning. Scrambled eggs? No. Cadbury chocolate eggs.
Happy Easter, everyone. This is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, reminding you that tomorrow, Easter Monday, is the first Monday of the month. Time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's April Bulletin to go to air. And don't forget, too, that the next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the ROTC is at the Bayswater Hotel Bayswater on Tuesday, April the 13th, starting at around midday. As usual, Bruce, VK3UV, will bring us all the latest club news, after which Ian, VK3JS, has three interesting items, namely, a big battery in Victoria, Forgotten Women, Chien Xiong Wu, physicist, and a piece about miniature satellites known as CubeSats. Everyone is most welcome to tune in tomorrow and to join in the callbacks afterwards. The monthly bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of times, modes and frequencies, all of which can be found on the ROTC website at www.raotc.org.au. Or just Google ROTC Broadcasts. Tomorrow, as well as the 20-meter SSB transmissions on 14.150 MHz at 00 and 01 hours UTC, that's 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. WA local time, there are other more local transmissions as well. At 8 a.m, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VK-DMR Network Talk Group 5, while at 9 a.m, Chris, VK6JI, will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz. At 10 a.m, there's a transmission via the NewsWest linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 metres on 7088 kHz, again by Chris, VK6JI. On Wednesday, April the 7th, we have a D-Star broadcast at 4:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted on D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star Newsline. Additionally, on the Sunday following the first Monday of the month, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 160-metre and 40-metre broadcasts of the WIA News. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the RAOTC website. But if you do listen this way, a brief feedback comment would be appreciated. So once again, tune in tomorrow for the April RAOTC Bulletin, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
Great news! Perth Tech is back, and it's going to be live, in person. We had considered going to an online presentation because of COVID restrictions. However, it seems the risk factors are low enough now for us to consider Perth Tech at a live venue in the spring. So right now, it's wait and see. And all we know at this point is that Perth Tech is on the way, and that it'll be on a weekend in the last half of October. We had a good lineup of presenters arranged for the 2020 show. However, COVID put a stop to it. We hope to engage the same crew and perhaps more for 2021. It's a case of watch this space while we sort out the little details like venue, presenters, airfares, catering and finances. What we can promise you is to keep you regularly updated, and as soon as there's a date fixed for Perth Tech, we'll let you know. Meanwhile, we'd like your input. What topic would you like to see presented at Perth Tech? Visit vk6.net to complete a quick questionnaire. It'll take a minute or two of your time. There's only 5 questions, and one of them is, what is your name? Please don't get that wrong. We're quite confident that you'll get that one right. Your couple of minutes will help us put Perth Tech together. Then watch this space.
Hi, this is Steve, VK6SJ, Publicity Officer for the Northern Corridor Radio Group's Club Focus for March. Well, our foray to the Kokoskelling Islands has been completed with well over 10,000 contacts in the log. Thanks to all the VK6s that called, and apologies to any that didn't get through the JA and EU brick walls. We did keep an eye out for VKs and in particular VK6s, but only so much we could do. We had 2 stations set up operating FT8, SSB and CW. We caught 2 sharks and released them. Antennas were an ultra beam vertical for 40 to 10 metres, a Cushcraft R7 vertical for 80 to 10 metres, and an N-fed wire antenna for 80 to 10 metres. We used SPE amplifiers, throttled back to 400 watts PEP, of course, and ICOM IC7300 transceivers. More info on qrz.com under VK9 Charlie Echo. Preparation is now underway for the Hamfest 2021, and the date is set for the 29th of August at the normal venue, Cyril Jackson Community Hall in Ashtonfield. More on this in the coming months. A Club 2-metre repeater VK6RNC, as of Saturday the 2nd of April, now requires a CTCSS tone of 123.0Hz to access it. It also has a 123Hz tone sent with each transmission to allow users to use CTCSS decode on our repeater if they desire. The repeater is on 146.625MHz with a negative 600 kHz offset. All are welcome to use it. It has good coverage for all the northern suburbs and south to about Leeming and east to the western edge of the escarpment. The repeater is located near Whiteman Park. We have an antenna maintenance day set for the 24th of April, where we will be carrying out annual maintenance on our towers as well as installing a rotator on our 20-metre monoband Yagi tower. This coming Tuesday night, we have our monthly tech night, 1 week early this month. This month, we have a guest appearance of Mel, VK6 Lima Charlie, who will be providing a presentation on his activation of Rolly Shoals in 1999. Many from the club will be attending. If there's a time afterwards, Steve, VK6SJ, may also provide a presentation on the recent Kokoskie expedition. Guests are welcome to this event, starting at 1900 on Tuesday the 6th of April. The ME station is getting closer to fruition with the hut in place and just waiting on power to be run to the building from the main shack. Thanks to one of our members, Joe VK6BFI, for repainting the main building in January, February. It looks much nicer now. Club now has a three-phase solar system installed, which should reduce our power bills to nothing. The old single-phase solar will be repurposed for the repeater site to remove reliance on mains power at that site. Gerald VK6XI and Tim VK6EI have been slashing the repeater site compound, which is a much-needed task. We welcome Adam VK6XR and Peter Shorewave Listener to the club and note that they've both been quite active participants. We look forward to their continued involvement. This month, the committee and Ian VK6ZIC are finalising a revamp of the club bylaws to bring them into line with the Constitution. This task has been long needed and we thank Ian for bringing this to the forefront of the club's activities. The club meets informally on Sunday mornings at 08:30 and formally on the fourth Tuesday evening of each month at 1900 hours, with Zoom available for those unable to attend in person. We also have a tech night on the second Tuesday evening of each month. The club premises are off Nangara Road in Whiteman Park, near the junction of the Tonkin Highway. See our website for more detail. Thank you.
Hello everyone, I'm Glenn, VK4DU, the president of RASA. ACMA have released a draft of their five-year spectrum outlook for 2021 to 26. For amateur radio, the main issue is a proposal for an increase in power limits. ACMA advised that, quote, "We are examining the feasibility of and options for higher power licensing. We will consult with the amateur community on regulatory proposals." Unquote. This is very good news. RASA have been lobbying for 1 kilowatt for advanced class amateurs for the last 3 years. We look forward to the proposals. Cheers for now.
This is VK6 Amateur Radio News, VK6 ARN.
Lots of amateurs haven't participated in amateur radio contesting. They are amazing events, really, because during the week, the band appears dead, then by some sort of miracle, the bands come into life. Well, not always, but it's often the case, because suddenly there's a lot of people getting on air and making some noise. Next week, News West takes a close look at contesting, and we'll give you news of contests coming up, and anything else to do with contests. We'd like to receive your contesting telltales and possibly truths so they can be put to air on News West. So how about it? You could cement your fame or infamy, whichever way you'd like. Send your stuff as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
The VK6.net website was set up both as a club website for WA Amateur Radio News and as a gateway resource for amateur radio in Western Australia. So, apart from information about our own stuff, there's a host of other information there, most of which points to amateur radio clubs in Western Australia. Right on our front page, there's a list of clubs in WA. But, and there's always a but, some of the clubs don't seem to exist anymore, or at least their website's disappeared, or the URL has changed. There's four of those: WA Fox Hunt, Goldfield Amateur Radio Group, Midwest Amateur Radio Group, and WA Digital Slow Scan TV Net. Now here's the thing. If you're part of any of these groups, could you please send an email to newswest@vk6.net and let us know the status of your club or group and the address of the current website if one is still running. Those four groups again: WA Fox Hunt, Goldfields Amateur Radio Group, Midwest Amateur Radio Group, and WA Digital Slow Scan TV Net. Please advise us of the status of your group. It would be useful also to advise the webmaster of the WIA so that the entry for your club can be amended or deleted. Still on the VK6.net website, did you know there's a calendar there? It's not just for WAARN's use. It's a calendar of all club meetings and events that we know about. And that's the thing. If the calendar isn't told, it won't know. So please check your club entry and advise us of changes needed, and feel free to request an on-off items to be inserted. newswest@vk6.net.
Good morning, this is Roy VK6 X-Ray Victor with this week's helpline for the 4th of April. Happy Easter, everyone. Hope you're enjoying the nice weather. And today I have some wanted items. Looking for a discone antenna for my scanner, says Simon. Looking for a discone antenna, please. If you can help him, please contact him on 0429 912 189. Again, 0429 912 189. Or the email is foxtrot sierra tango oscar papa 2002 at yahoo.ie. That's India Echo. Again, that's Foxtrot Sierra Tango Oscar Papa 2002 at yahoo.india echo. Next item wanted is a Kenwood microphone, a Mike Charlie 35 Sierra, a Mike Charlie 35 Sierra microphone in good working condition, please, and price negotiable with Terry, VK6 November Tango Juliet. Contact Terry if you have a microphone for him. His email address is Tango Echo Romeo Romeo Yankee Oscar November Echo Bravo Echo Alpha Romeo at gmail.com. It spells Terry1Bear@gmail.com. It's Tango Echo Romeo Romeo Yankee Oscar November Echo Bravo Echo Alpha Romeo at gmail.com. Next hub for sale from a deceased estate from Tony, VK6 Papa Papa. The following items I did broadcast last week, but I didn't have an address for you to go to. So if you'd like to jot down these items, President Hotel Romeo 2510 11-meter CB transceiver, this is $150. A Yaesu Sierra Papa 8 speaker with integral filter, $200. There's a Yaesu Fox Tango 920 HF and 6-meter all-mode transceiver, $1,000. An ICOM IC22S 2-meter FM transceiver, $25. A Kenwood Tango Sierra 680 Sierra 6-meter all-mode multiband transceiver, $260. There's a Dick Smith Electronics power supply, Delta 3800 adjustable voltage 30-amp power supply, $100. There's an Asahi Mic Echo 2X VSWR meter, $15. Various other items. It looks like a switched antenna. I'm not too sure what it is. Any offers on that? Are you interested in any of those items? Please contact Amber. She's handling the deceased estate for Tony. Her email address is Alpha Mike Bravo Echo Romeo Golf Figure 89 at hotmail.com. Again, Alpha Mike Bravo Echo Romeo Golf Figure 89 at hotmail.com. And still have a heavy duty brake tower winch antenna, surplus requirements. If anyone interested in that, it's a very heavy duty braked antenna tower winch. You can ring Andy, VK6 Oscar X-Ray, for that item. His telephone number, 0448-028-414. 0448-028-414, and ask for Andy. And the final item this week is a three-element tri-band antenna by Com Antennas, and it comes from VK3 Victor Fox Lima. If you're interested in this three-element tri-bander, Com Antenna, please contact Jeff. His phone number is 0418-398-209. 0418-398-209. And that's Jeff. It's in the Victorian region, Churchill, in fact. And the price, which I didn't give you, was $350. That's about all I have for you for this week. If you'd like any items for next week's broadcast, please contact me. VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com is the address. VictorKilo6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. And so until next week, 7-3, have a happy Easter and enjoy the break.
That's all, folks.
You can contact the News West team by email, and our address is newswest@vk6.net. Thanks to the studio team this week, Roy, Mike and Jeff, and Andrew pushing buttons in the background. Thanks to the broadcasters and the callback collectors. I hope the listeners on 160 metres took advantage of the extra hour in bed from this week onwards. I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer, and until next week, I'm counting on you to get on air and make some noise.